Finally today, the best-known school for jazz and contemporary music in the U.S. has just opened a campus in Spain. The Boston-based Berklee College of Music is planting musical roots in Valencia along the Mediterranean coast. The Rolls' Jerry Haddon sat in on some of the first classes.
A petite blonde singer leads a handful of students through a basic flamenco song. They're in a classroom deep inside Valencia's stunning Palace of Fine Arts and Sciences. The teacher, Sandra Carrasco, is probably the most popular up-and-coming flamenco singer in Spain. Her pupils are from all over the world. Among the small group today is Christine Molnar, a Hungarian gypsy born in Paris, living in Montreal. Molnar is actually a fifth-generation violinist, but she's here for a three-day workshop on flamenco singing, percussion, and guitar.
Everybody sings and everybody dances, but I sing and I play violin. So now I'm trying to mix the violin in the flamenco.
When asked how an Eastern European became attracted to flamenco, Molnar sings.
The link, really simple, it's the gypsies. So the gypsies have the kind of soul, and they have the kind of singing is almost the same in all gypsy cultures.
Molnar is the kind of student Berklee in Valencia is after. She embodies why the college has spent the past 5.5 years trying to get this project off the ground, says director Larry Monroe, sitting outside the music building.
I didn't think it was quite right just to try and come over here and bring all the American baggage with us, so to speak. We didn't want to be reverse conquistadores saying, here's how you do it, and not try to teach flamenco players to be better flamenco players, but try to understand something about flamenco and how it might merge with other contemporary musics.
For example, with the blues. That's what attracted a young, shaggy-haired blues guitarist from the Basque Country. Damon Illarramendi tries to follow world-famous guitarist Antonio Sanchez through some warm-up flamenco exercises on his Unplug Fender Electric. Imagine you're just playing some slow blues, Illarramendi says excitedly during a break, and then wham, you suddenly toss in some flamenco riff. For musical purists, that might be musical heresy, but Berklee Valencia's artistic director, composer Javier Limón, scoffs at such rigidity. Fusion, he says, was at music's beginning.
I mean, at the beginning, we have one guy in one village playing one tambor, and another guy in Africa in another village playing another tambor. So they came together and they start to play. I mean, everything is fusion all the time.
Even, he points out, flamenco. At another class, percussionists are learning to play the wooden crate so often heard in flamenco music. But the cajon is a relatively new addition. It actually comes from Peru. The flamenco master Paco de Lucia brought one back from a visit 40 years ago. Berklee Valencia's program won't get into full swing until next year. It'll offer classes in all sorts of Mediterranean music, as well as courses on scoring for films and video games, and on how to promote and protect your work in the digital age. All this has Valencia's local musicians stoked. On a recent night, Spanish sax player Jorge Pardo plays with American Vibes giant Dave Samuels at a club called Jimmy Glass. Pardo is a fusion pioneer himself, combining jazz and flamenco. He says Valencia already has a hot local music scene, but Berklee would give it a boost. Berklee's a known name internationally, he says, so I would imagine that many great musicians from around Europe and North Africa will be drawn here to learn things and to teach things. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Valencia, Spain.
If you'd like to see scenes from the flamenco workshop, we have a video. It's at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. Come back tomorrow.